There's a story about this 10-year-old boy. On his way to school every morning, he was called by a barber to his shop. And he offered him $1 on his left hand and 2 quarters on the right hand. And he asked the boy, "Take your pick." And almost every morning he takes the 2 quarters. This particular morning, the barbershop has a customer. And the owner of the barbershop turned to the customer, "Look, here comes a boy, he is dumb like a doorknob." And as he enters, the barbershop owner show him the money, 2 quarters and $1. And like as before, he takes the 2 quarters. And the barbershop owner turned to the customer, "See, didn't I tell you? He is as dumb as a doorknob." The boy left, and the man and the customer ends his business with the barbershop owner, and he walked out and saw this boy, the 10-year-old boy, in an ice cream shop right across the street. To satisfy his curiosity, he rushed to that boy and asked him, "Why do you always take the 2 quarters instead of the dollar bill?" "Move closer, I'll tell you. You know what? If I take the dollar bill, that is the end of the game. Just like you. You know well that why you are coming to church. There's a place already prepared for you. And you, that's why you're here, you know how to get there. Mansions ready for us all. Let us pray. Tohi fo hange hahau. Kihomau atamai. O ngāhi ke kere kere tāu. Ai funga makat. I hua whahau alo, ko sisu kalaisi, ka koho mawha mo ui. Amen. To any of you who will have a chance to talk to our pastor while he is on vacation, tell him this thank you for giving me an opportunity to preach on his behalf. At the beginning of this chapter, Mark's chapter 6, Jesus was preaching, and Jesus was healing at his own country. His own people rejected him. They questioned his authority, the power. And so Jesus sent up his disciples 2 by 2 after giving them power over the wicked spirits So they take over what he was doing, preaching, teaching, and healing. But today's reading, the disciples came back from their mission and reported to Jesus whatever they did. The demanding crowds were so insistent that they had no time even to eat. So Jesus told them to come away with him to a lonely place on the other side of the lake so that they might have some peace, have some rest for a little time. Church, here we see what we might call the rhythm of the Christian life. For the Christian life is the continuous going into the presence of God from the presence of men, and the coming out into the presence of men from the presence of God. It is like the rhythm of sleep and work. We cannot work unless we have our time of rest, and sleep will not come unless we have worked until we are tired. And there are two dangers in life. First, there is the danger of a too constant activity. As humans are not made to go on and on and on. We need rest, and no man can work without rest. And no man can live the Christian life unless he give himself time with God. It may be well that the whole trouble in our lives is that we give God no opportunity to speak to us. You know, just because we do not know how to be still and be listening. We give God no time to recharge us with spiritual energy and strength. You know, just because there is no time when we wait upon him. How can we shoulder life's burdens if we have no contact with him who is the Lord of all good life? And how can we do God's work unless in God's strength? And how can we receive that strength unless we seek in quietness and loneliness in the presence of God? And secondly, there is a danger of too much withdrawal. Too much withdrawal. Devotion that does not issue in action is not real devotion. And prayer that does not issue in work is not real prayer. We must never seek the fellowship of God to avoid the fellowship of men, but to fit ourselves for it. The rhythm of the Christian life is the alternate meeting with God in the secret place, and serving men in the marketplace. But the rest Jesus sought for himself and for his disciples what not to be. The crowd saw Jesus and his men going away. And at this particular place, it was 4 miles across the lake by boat and 10 miles on top of the lake on foot. On a windless day or with a contrary wind, a boat might take some time to make the passage. An energetic person could walk round the top of the lake and be there before the boat arrived. And that is exactly what happened. And when Jesus and his men stepped out of the boat, the very crowd from which they had sought some little peace was there waiting for them. Any ordinary man would have been intensely annoyed, like me, like you. The rest Jesus so much desired and which he had so well earned was denied to him. His privacy was invaded. Any ordinary man would have resented it all, but Jesus was moved with pity at the pathos of the crowd. He looked at them. They were so desperately in earnest. They wanted so much what he alone could give them. To him, they were like sheep who had no shepherd. What did Jesus mean? They are people with no shepherd. First, a sheep without the shepherd cannot find the way. A sheep without the shepherd cannot find the way. Living or left to ourselves, we get all lost in our lives. The shepherd leads the sheep follow. Principal Kahn spoke of people who feel like lost children out in the rain. Life can be so bewildering. We can stand at some crossroads of life and not know what way to take. Ye himi a moritoni o guairea koeni, hongo fulu ho kuala, petete fou ife. Church, it's only when Jesus leads that we can find the way. Jesus leads, that's when we find the way. And there's a call here this morning we're supposed to follow. Secondly, a sheep without a shepherd cannot find its pasture and its food. Psalm 23 says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. In this life, we are bound to seek for sustenance for life because we need the strength which can keep us going. We need the inspiration which can lift us up out of ourselves and above ourselves. When we seek elsewhere, our minds are still unsatisfied, our hearts are still restless, our souls are still unfed. We can only gain strength for life from Him who is the living bread. You can wake up, I'm into my last point. Lastly, a sheep without the shepherd has no defense against the danger which threatens it. It can defend itself from neither from the robbers or the wild beasts. If life has taught us one thing, it must be that we cannot leave it alone. No man can defend himself from the temptations which assail him and from the evil of the world which attacks him. No one. Only in the company of Jesus we can walk in the world and keep our garments unspotted from the world. Church, without Him, we are defenseless. And with Him, we are safe. Do you wonder sometimes that you are lost even though things are going well? Do you ever think of a God being moved by your blight? Do you ever think of a God longing to give you rest, to give you guidance, and to give you protection? Amen.